Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, good morning. Happy Saturday. This is, in fact, the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I need to take just a quick second for a shout out to nurses everywhere.
Hey, nurses.
Love you. Thank you for your job. Thank you for doing such a great job at it.
Yes. Larry, we got Larry with us today. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Where's Man Bun and Muscles?
He'll be in later.
Okay. Sleeping in.
He's sleeping in.
Man Bun and Muscles is Eric, who's usually with us on Saturdays, but we like having Larry with us too. And then Sybil. You're the Tolos. You're chiming in 877-881-1053, or you're welcome to call AutoFlex right now because they are open. The number is?
Any local area code. And then 234-1234, easiest number in the book, easiest way to get a car, 888-234-1234 out of if you're out of the area. Also, we have the Save Money Monday cars at autoflex.com, where you can also go and learn about leasing, apply for a pre-approval of credit online, which is really sort of cool because it doesn't affect your credit score. Mm-hmm. So you can do all of that at autoflex.com, and you're certainly welcome, the Tolos are, to type in whatever kind of questions that you would like to in the text. Send us a text, and we'll do our very best to answer. I got to say one thing,
David,
though.
David.
Kevin Miller. I wanted to thank Kevin Miller because he gave us a nice intro last week, and we were on location.
At Mudbug Bash.
Exactly, and we were sort of preoccupied. So, Kev, thank you very much. If you need to know anything about real estate, and this is the truth, when I needed some real estate advice, I called Kevin.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows. He's the guy. So anyway, thanks, Kevin.
You the man.
You are the man. Somebody is working while listening to their favorite sports station and talking about cars. Good morning, David, Tammy, and Sybil. Well, good morning at you as well.
In 817.
Let's get into Kim Jong-un, because I've never really thought about this, but I know that everything he does is the biggest and the baddest and the best.
Well, okay, so Kim Jong-un is the dictator of North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, where did he get his limos? Because the UN has sanctions against selling anything, especially luxury cars, to North Korea.
But that's brand new, right?
And Kim Jong-un shows up with a couple of Maybachs to the meeting he's having with Vladimir Putin right now in Russia. The first thing Mercedes said is, we didn't sell them to him. We don't sell them anything. We have no idea how he got them. But here's the secret. Somebody did.
Yeah.
He had somebody buy them, maybe, and then sell them to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I imagine when you're at that level, you can work out deals like that.
You think?
He's a different kind of a guy.
If y'all haven't seen Operation Odessa, then watch that, and then you'll know he can get anything he wants over there in Korea. If, you know, we can sell Russian helicopters to people in South America. Never mind.
So
this isn't about cars at all.
If you go to Mercedes-Benz homepage, they are a multinational giant, and they boast of selling cars in all of the countries of the world, Europe, North America, South America, Asia, Africa, except North Korea. There's no mention of North Korea on their webpage because it's against the UN sanctions to sell them cars. So
I wouldn't admit it either.
Kim Jong-un shows up with two Mercedes for his meetings with Putin, which I thought was pretty easy. By the way, yeah, pretty neat. He travels by train or by car everywhere he goes. He refuses to fly.
I don't blame him.
So,
but
in
let's
reading,
talk about his cars.
In reading into his cars,
the old bomb dropper that he is.
We were all afraid of him dropping the bomb. Everybody's always afraid of him dropping the bomb. Well, guess what? When he does drop the bomb, he does it in a car.
He does it traveling mobile.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a car that follows him around that is his own private toilet.
Yep.
Gross.
Yeah. A lot of the guys call it the potty car.
Okay.
And if you are privy to the potty car, they do it because they don't want to leave his excrement anywhere.
Oh. DNA.
Oh, they could check his health.
Yes.
So they say that to protect his privacy, they have a car that follows him around everywhere he goes. And if he needs to do number two, he goes into that car and he does it in there.
Probably now, any number. He's just not going to stop at a villager's house and say, excuse me, but use your washroom.
So you got to wonder about whose job it is
Yep.
to sit in that back area with him while
he's...
This is a bad...
Well, I started. I started on reading how he got those Mercedes because no one's supposed to sell him any cars.
No one's going to say they'd help.
And they make their own cars in North Korea. They have their own industry.
So that's what he's always
so
had.
He's real proud of the cars they make there. He's so proud of them he doesn't drive it himself. Kim Jong Un.
I don't think he drives anything himself. I think he just rides in the back and like talks to people through the window.
Right. Who knows?
I'm
already too
same
much time on that dictator.
As far as that, okay.
No, I'm sorry.
With the like DNA being left behind, though, I'm the same way in hotel rooms and things. Like, I don't want my hair, if I leave like an actual random strand of hair on the ground, I'm like, no, let me take that with me. Because people can follow you and trace you and stuff.
Okay,
I need a metal hat. Goodbye.
I'm afraid you don't have enough Reynolds wrap over there, huh? We need to get you some more foil.
Totally amazed. I'm just saying that. I'm just totally amazed.
Well, you know what? I don't like to leave my things behind in hotel rooms. I don't want to leave any clothes or brushes or anything.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
DNA.
They can steal it, yes.
Artificially and Fantex, does he drink margaritas with James Franco? That one went over my head.
Yeah.
I think that's a reference to The Interview, the movie that Seth Rogen and James Franco did a couple years ago.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's right.
And remember, it was banned.
Yes.
And then it came out on Netflix and everybody watched it at Christmas.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Official show cat, Fluff, says good morning. And for all of you all that can't, let me hold the microphone up to the screen.
There you go.
There's Fluff. She's the cat of the Saturday Morning Test Drive.
Yes, she is. She's our official cat.
Ranch Pup and his dad are out checking on the calves this morning in the Jeep. It's the best vehicle on the ranch for these wet conditions. Love the show. And he's petting this little cow.
By the way, Floofers, the official show cat. So Ranch Pup is the official show dog. Floofers, the official show cat, says thank you to Steve Mitchell for starting the process to find a Camaro SS because she wants exactly what she wants, and he's been very great with his knowledge and professionalism.
Good.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so GM announced this last week that they are going to hire 400 more hourly workers to build the new mid-engine Corvette in Bowling Green, Kentucky, at their plant there. That plant's been open since 1981, and they have always built Corvettes there since 1981. That's where all the Corvettes were built, was in Bowling Green. That's also where the Corvette Museum is.
Is that the only thing they build there?
I believe it is, yeah. And so they are adding 400 hourly jobs to fill the second shift to build those, I think it's called a C8 Corvette, which is the new one.
It's a mid-engine Corvette.
Yep.
Everybody's been waiting for the mid-engine Corvette.
So and no one's actually seen it. Mary Barra drove one around Central Park during the New York Auto Show that had camouflage all over it. So people have seen Mary Barra driving it around with camouflage.
Ooh, and then we've posted
that car on Autoflex's Facebook page several times with camo. You can't really tell what it looks like. Anyway, it's good news for the workers in Bowling Green because that means 400 more people there will have jobs, which is awesome. And it's good news for people that want the mid-engine Corvette. Means they're going to be able to turn them boogers out.
Yeah. I mean, and it says by 2020, so that'll be next year, actually, because the 2020 models will come out early.
Right. The reveal on that car is set for July the 18th, by the way. The one that Mary Barra drove around Central Park had July the 18th on the side of it.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so it wasn't completely camouflaged. Do you remember that camouflage truck that time, Sybil, when we were test driving?
I do, Tammy.
Yeah, he was coming onto the highway, and Sybil was getting off of the highway in the same spot, and they almost kissed. I was like, well, I understand why you didn't see it. It is camouflaged.
It literally was camouflaged.
It literally was a camouflage truck. I saw a camouflage, probably wrapped, BMW M3 one time. I took a picture and posted on my Facebook. I thought it was so cool. It was done in a snow camo, you know, the white and gray, and it was pretty cool looking. I would totally do that. Oh, totally.
That's, yeah, that sounds cool.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Like, Vet Museum had six holes several years ago.
Sinkholes, yes.
Yeah, it had sinkholes. In fact, a number of Corvettes were damaged and then repaired and put back in the museum again. And the museum is back open and active again.
Mm. Nice.
Good listening.
In case you didn't know about that, but hey, this is a person who probably heard us do the story years back.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm sure they didn't read that anywhere else online.
Speaking of museums.
With Avengers Endgame debuting this week.
By the way, last night.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
They said that it's going to make maybe $1 billion the first week it's open
with
worldwide
popcorn sales.
I could see that. I mean, I contributed to it, and I will.
There was theaters sold out.
I know. I sat on the front row.
Did you really?
It was. Yeah. But I will say this. It's not a spoiler, so don't worry. But Audi obviously had a deal with Marvel or Disney because they were all throughout the movie. They all drove Audis.
Well, and if you'll think back, Iron Man always drove an Audi. Audi's always had a deal with Marvel.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that Transporter movie where he did that? I think it was an Audi A7. He did the spin flip in the air.
A8.
Was that an 8?
Yep.
Oh, okay. It was a big Audi.
Okay. So this week, the Peterson Museum, which is located on Museum Row in Los Angeles, is going to have 40 great comic vehicles from 20 awesome movies. Everything from Batman to Transformers to Mad Max to Blade Runner to Star Wars, Black Panther, Hunger Games, Back to the Future. The DeLorean will be there. All of those cars will be on display at the Peterson Museum on Museum Row in Los Angeles. So if you're a big comic fan, if you like those movies that came from comics, they're going to have 40 of the vehicles, including the Batmobile, the big, long, awesome-looking one.
But yeah, which one? Because there's so many different Batmobiles.
Well, if you go to Autoflex Leasing's Facebook page. There's some really cool videos there showing some of the cars that are on display.
So when they do this and they have these cars on display, because I've been out, let's say, Texas Motor Speedway, AT&T Stadium, where they've had, quote unquote, the Batmobile before. Are these just replicas or are they the actual car that was used in the movie?
It's according. There are replicas, but sometimes it's a real car. It's according to who got the car and what the display is. They keep most of those cars. Like, I'm sure that Peterson had to work with the production companies that made the movies to get original cars into their display.
Yeah.
So there are replicas out there, but if you're working with a studio that did the movie, then you may be able to get access to the original. Again, if you go to Autoflex's Facebook page, there's some great videos of these cars right there.
Love it.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. This is out of the Daily Caller. Someone sent us an article. Driving a Tesla results in more CO2 than a Mercedes-Benz diesel, a study finds. Yeah, I think that's probably right.
Well, we've said it all along. Producing the batteries alone is grossly toxic to our environment. And that was the same with hybrids, right, David? Same kind of batteries.
Yeah, it's...
What about our phones? What about our computers? I mean...
Yeah,
we're doing it.
It's according to where you stand politically, I think, as to how you feel about that. We did a story last week about a Tesla that caught fire spontaneously. I've driven cars for years. None of them have ever caught fire. In fact, I don't know anyone that's caught fire spontaneously ever. Mm-hmm. And I've been in the car business my entire life.
The only ones you know that caught fire, it was because of something faulty with the car.
Right.
Not the battery, but a true fuel or temperature gauge problem, something getting stuck, and you could trace it back to that. They're having these, obviously they're coming from the battery, but why? Are these people knocking something loose? Are they somehow damaging the car without realizing it? Because there's stuff flying off of cars. And on a regular basis, when I'm going up or down the highway, I hear something go, tink, and makes me jump every single time. Don't you?
I mean, sometimes, yeah. But
well,
is
you're
it
probably going too fast for anything to catch you.
And I got the music blaring.
And that.
Is it something off of your car or off someone else's car?
It'll be, it's probably some random rock or who knows what, but every single time. So who says that can't happen to those cars?
Right.
And who says it's not hitting the underneath side and damaging where the batteries are? I don't know, but.
Well, the one that was parked in the garage that caught fire last week, I don't think there was anything other than the car that caught fire. It wasn't moving.
Well, I know, but like a regular gas engine or diesel engine isn't going to get damaged from those little rocks and things. Like, I'm not afraid my car's about to catch on fire when I hear that dink. But right. If I were in a Tesla, I think I'd pull over and run.
Okay. Autoflex Leasing Fantext, what are your thoughts on the Kia Optima? Should we buy a new one or a used one?
Used.
Also, your thoughts on the quality of the Kia Optima. Okay. If I were going to get a Kia Optima, they tend to depreciate quite a bit the first year. I think I would look at a one-year-old vehicle and maybe buy an extended warranty for it if I was going to keep it longer than the standard warranty. Also, the 10-year warranty on Kia and Hyundai is non-transferable. So it only goes to the first owner. So that's it would be a big selling point if that could be transferred, but it can't. That doesn't come with a car. So that's another consideration in there. What do I think about it? The quality. I think the quality is a lot better than it used to be. Mm-hmm. It's still not up to the Toyota, to the Honda, to the Mazda, to the Nissan. But it's pretty close to the Nissan, I think, by now.
Yeah.
Mazda has made some big inroads on quality in the past 4 or 5 years, and they managed to produce a really, really cool car, by the way.
Yeah.
Autoflex Leasing Fantext, and this is a good question. A gentleman writes in, he's got a Ford, and there's a pickup truck, and there's a plus and a minus on the gear shift. And he knows that it can run through the gears by using that button, the plus minus button, rather than just putting it in drive and letting it run through the gears itself. That specifically is for certain driving conditions. So if you need to go up a hill, maybe you want to keep it in a lower gear, you bring it down to that lower gear and it'll freeze there, and you can use that maybe to haul something out of the water or maybe to go up a hill or whatever. It's a way to manually change your transmission so that the truck can do specific things that you want it to. And as far as I know, it won't harm it as long as you use it like it's supposed to be used.
But then the question is, how do you properly use it? I'd say Google that.
Well, and that's a good way
to
do it.
There's probably a video on YouTube. There's a video for everything.
Yeah, there is.
That's how I learned how to cut hair. Just get a Flowbee.
I'm just going to tell everybody that I don't go to Tammy for my haircuts, okay?
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Welcome back. This is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry, me, Sybil, you, the Tolos. You can reach us 877-881-1053, or you can reach Autoflex at
any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can see all of our great cars, and you can even find the Saturday Morning Test Drive Save Money Monday cars. Woo-hoo. Right there at autoflex.com. We'll talk about them in just a minute, but I did want to give a shout-out to Steve Melton, who got a 2019 Ford Explorer from Bob Harmon at Autoflex. Steve is a Tolo. Also, Kevin Prince, who got a Jeep Patriot from Gary Michael Van Zandt, again, a Tolo. And so thank you very, very much for your business. We appreciate it. Now, on the Save Money Monday cars, here's what happens. We get cars in. Sometimes they sell right away. Sometimes they don't. After a couple of weeks, we start worrying about them. Mm-hmm. So we mark them down. Mm-hmm. We actually mark them down. So these are reduced in price. And everything from a 2015 F-150 XLT to a 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLE 350 to a 2016 BMW X6 xDrive with sunroof, nav, and blind spot, all are in those Save Money Monday cars. So if you're a budget buyer and you're wanting to keep your payment way, way low, you could do a flex buy on the 2019 Corolla that we have for only $209 a month.
It's incredible.
It is. It's crazy. And if you've got a bigger wallet and you want the 2018 Mercedes GL 350 with sunroof, nav, and blind spot, $699 a month, again, on a flex buy. If you want the circumstances of how to work on a flex buy or how it works and all that neat stuff, you can get those at autoflex.com or give us a call at 888-234-1234 and say, hey, I'm interested in a flex buy. Tell me about it.
And honestly, flex buy and a flex lease is a great option for anybody that doesn't want to drive their car into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to drive the wheels off of it, you know, just squeeze every last bit of possible transportation out of that ride, buy it. Okay.
Buy it used
to really save. And if you have the money to buy it new, if you buy used, take that difference and put it in the bank. Mm-hmm. So you still have a little something later on. and then drive the wheels off of it. But if you're going to keep it 5 or 6 years, dude, or dudette, do a flex buy or a flex lease. It's way better. It's in your financial best interest, because then you aren't tied to the rock that's sinking to the bottom of the lake,
right?
With the value
tied to the rock.
Sink with it.
Rock, that's a frightening thought.
Concrete block, you know, whatever.
Swim with the fishes.
Ask Sharon Osbourne. Maybe she knows.
Oh, my goodness. We heard a good story about her this morning.
I didn't know she was such a thug back in the day.
What? Now you have to tell
us. That's a whole nother.
Sharon Osbourne's dad was a music producer, and he was known for stealing money from his bands.
Ooh.
And evidently, her brother said, "You don't mess with Sharon. She's like dad with a skirt on." Okay.
Anyway.
Back to cars again. The IIHS has just released a study looking at 117 crashes in which backseat passengers 6 years or older were killed or seriously injured. And they have determined that the manufacturers need to work on the safety in rear seat crashes. Now, if you're a passenger in the rear seat of a car and you're a kiddo in a car seat, you're in great shape because the car seats tend to protect children really, really well. But if you're a young adult or an adult and you're in the back seat, you stand a better chance of being seriously injured than if you were in the front seat, even with a collision happening in the front seat, because they got airbags.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Okay, so whenever, I feel like this is a law now that you have to have your seatbelt on, whatever.
It is.
Okay, whatever seat you're in, even if you're in the back, you have to have a seatbelt on.
Yep.
But every time I get in a Lyft and I'm sitting in the back, for some reason, I just don't think about it. And it's because I'm in the back seat. But they never
especially
tell
you. Especially
would strap in with somebody else that's, I mean.
And I'd
be busy
also
telling them exactly how to drive, too.
Of course you would, yes.
Certainly she would.
So there's no
okay,
point
so
in.
Anyway, the study that the IIHS ran through studied fatal crashes involving passengers that were in the back seat of the car. Their suggestion is they are going to come up with, number one, crash tests that will more accurately reflect the danger of sitting in a back seat during during an accident, and suggestions for the manufacturers to make backseat passengers more safe in the cars they're riding in.
Don't they have some cars available that have airbags in the back?
They do in the sides, but not in front. And most of the injuries were to the chest and to the face.
Oh.
So the front seat airbags were what were preventing those.
Gotcha.
Okay, so it rained last week, right?
A lot.
A lot, right? And so Wednesday, all of the cars that were in parking lot A at Love Field in the lower section were underwater.
That's the craziest thing.
Okay, so usually when somebody talks about their car being underwater, they mean they owe more on the car than it's worth. These cars were underwater.
Literally.
you could barely see the roofs on some of these cars.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing some looking into it because it's not often that you see a public facility like that flood.
Right.
Because they have drainage, and the drainage carries off the water. And they have pumps in case the drainage doesn't work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems earlier in the month, the lower section of Love Field had flooded then. And they discovered that some of the drainage was blocked, and they didn't do anything about it.
Who's they?
Love Field, the city of Dallas, I guess, that owns Love Field. So, Channel 5 did some research, thank you, Channel 5, and discovered that a backed up stormwater drain had caused the flooding, and discovered that Love Field had known about it earlier, but had not taken any action yet because they didn't anticipate being deluged with rain.
Right.
Oh, it's springtime.
Okay, so
hello.
A couple of the questions that came up were, who pays for the cars?
Yes.
Right,
can you
okay.
imagine landing and getting off of your flight?
No.
You walk out to your car and you're like, what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, where do you put your baggage when your car's underwater?
Yeah.
So here's how it works. If you have comprehensive coverage, your insurance company covers your car no matter where it's parked. So if it's parked in front of Macy's and it gets burned to the ground, your insurance covers it. If it gets hailed on and it's parked downtown in a parking lot, your insurance covers it. If it's in parking at Love Field and it becomes flooded, your insurance covers it.
So hey, Dave, comes what back if you don't have insurance. It? What if you don't have insurance?
That's a little questionable. Now, all of a sudden, you may have some liability there from the city. I don't know.
I don't think you can sue the city very well.
No, I know you can't do that. It's according to what they want to do with it. It'll be interesting to see. But the interesting thing to me was it had happened earlier in the month, and they didn't take any action.
Yeah.
Sort of weird.
That's
I'd like bad. To see if the insurance companies try to go back to the city and say, you didn't take care of your business.
Of course they are going to.
Sure, yeah, they
were. They're fight
that's
it.
What they did.
And trust me, those insurance companies have got some deep pockets, too. Mm-hmm. So this will be interesting.
Okay,
anybody, any Tolos out there had their car totaled in the flood at the airport?
That's good.
I'd love to know about it.
Yeah, let us know what happened.
Yeah.
So in the same line, there was a study done by the American Meteorological Society.
Say that three times fast.
The American Meteorological Society that said even a slight rain increases the chance of a fatal accident. In fact, it jumps 27%. And the worst rain is the little bit of rain, the light rain that causes the road to become very slick.
Been there, done that. Only accident I ever had. A light rain in June after it hadn't rained in forever. Turn that street into snot slick ice.
Snot slick ice. Nice.
I was trying to come up with something that y'all would never forget.
I won't. That was
okay, so
good visual.
Over a 6-year period, the study looked at 125,012 fatal crashes across the contiguous 48 states, and they concluded that drivers underestimate the effect of light and moderate rain. And it's absolutely
yes,
true.
Do.
So if it sprinkles a little bit, slow down.
Right.
Now, this study was increasing the accident of fatal crashes. How about non-fatal crashes? I'll bet it increases it 150,000%.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of accidents. People don't die.
Right. So does it get reported on these?
Yeah, probably not.
So, Autoflex Leasing Fintechs, what is the minimum credit score you need to lease? Okay, so not trying to be... I want to be as accurate as I can, but here's the thing. It varies. It's according to where your credit is, what your credit is. Certain credit buyers buy people that have always paid for their cars but maybe let other stuff slide. And certain credit buyers buy just by score alone, and they don't care about any of the particulars.
I've seen somebody with an 800 and something score be turned down before.
Wow.
It was a stupid, stupid reason. But 5 is not the lucky number. It's like if you're looking at a scale of 1 to 10, everybody wants to be like over the 5 at least.
No, 5 isn't good.
No, I know. You want to be higher than the 5 minimum, you know. So 6 in the 6s, I think, would be your very minimum to think that you might be able to do that.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Is it worth having a commuter car? I have a 2016 Tacoma. I am buying, but I feel that I could do better maybe in value if I bought a commuter car because it saved me money on gas.
Mm.
That's a good question. If you're going to keep your car.
Your truck.
And pay for it, you need to figure out how much you're paying for your truck each month, how much you'll pay for the commuter car, and the difference in your gas expense using the commuter car.
Would you be trading the Tacoma or parking it? And driving this other, and I don't know how many miles you're driving.
I think he'd be parking it because he says commuter car. Like he's saying, is it worth it to get like an extra car for commuting so that I don't put miles on my 2016
But I want to know
Tacoma.
The miles too. This is a word problem. Like whenever I was in grade school and the math word problems, I need to have a few digits to put in that word problem. Then I could tell you for sure.
If you're going to trade your truck and you're going to lose a lot of money trading your truck, I wouldn't do it.
Right.
Back when the values of the big SUVs and trucks took a dive because gas got manipulated by other, greedy. Don't make me say it.
Stop it.
Anyway, those people were going to lose so much money. So many people were calling us, I can't even afford the gas every month. It's more than my car payment.
Yikes.
And I remember one particular fellow that drove like a big 3/4 ton dually type truck, and he was driving from Dallas to Fort Worth. He was a project manager, and so that was like 35,000 miles a year he was driving. And I said, well, first of all, I can't trade you out of the truck with $14,000 negative. I remember this very well. He was 14 grand in the tank. and roll that into a cheap little economy car. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't add that on top of a Civic, right? There's no rebate big enough to help you absorb that. I said, in your case, it'd be better to go ahead and just buy, and we happen to have a Volkswagen Jetta on the lot.
Mm-hmm.
Payment was like less than $200 a month. The gas was going to be, the whole thing, the whole kit and caboodle, gas, insurance, and the car payment was going to be less than his truck payment every month.
Nice.
And so I said, buy this car. Park your truck. I said, because you can't trade out of that truck.
Mm-hmm.
Drive this back and forth. And this will solve your issue for now that you can't afford the gas, but you're not going to get out of this truck right now. And this way, your payment isn't going up a gazillion dollars. You're just adding a $200 car payment.
Right.
Oh, I didn't think about that. And I said, well, we're carnundrum solvers.
That's right. Our Tacoma friend got back to us on the AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. He said the Tacoma would be for parking. Tacoma is my dream truck. I drive 30 miles each way. I pay $560 a month. I put $10,000 down. I only owe $20,000 on it, and at 31,000 miles on the Tacoma.
Drive the truck. Drive the truck.
So that's the answer?
It's your dream truck anyway. 30 miles each way is nothing. 300 miles a day, I'd consider it, but 30 miles? No, drive the truck.
He's not wanting to mile out his truck.
Why? It's going to last forever.
You can't break one.
Yeah.
Maintain that truck and it's going to keep on ticking. I mean, I don't know what, if you're worried about the mileage, that's a truck that'll always be in demand, even when you have 300,000 miles on it. If it's running, you'll sell it.
AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text, how does the Chevy Traverse rate? It looks like a baby Tahoe. My wife has always wanted a Tahoe, but I don't see the value. I figure the baby Tahoe, the Traverse, is a better value. Okay. First of all, you need to drive both.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. Get a Traverse and get a Tahoe side by side. You can do that at AutoFlex, by the way. Yeah, yeah. If you'll give one of the officers a call, any local area code, and then 234-1234, tell them, I want to drive a Traverse and I want to drive a Tahoe, similarly equipped, side by side, and then you can make a much, much better decision. The Tahoe is a lot heavier, bigger vehicle than the Traverse is. They're both good vehicles.
And you're always going to be climbing up into it and down out of it, okay? So depending on your height, like one of the things for me, I'm tall enough that I didn't need to use the little step thing
right,
to get in and out.
Side step?
Yes. So it would instead get the back of my pants dirty, you know, because that thing would get dirty. And if I was wearing a light color, I'm like, where'd that? Oh, Tahoe. So it depends on, you know, what your lifestyle is like. Now, if you like being in something bigger than everybody else and it makes you feel more secure, fine. Yep. But just know that they don't stop on a dime either.
No. Okay, so this last week, Minnesota released information that they were considering a mileage tax, a vehicle mile travel tax, because like every other state in the country, their revenue has dropped because our cars get better gas mileage now. So the car gets better gas mileage, it uses less gasoline, and the roads that we drive on is paid for by gas tax.
Mm-hmm.
So when you buy less gallons, there's less money to repair the roads and to build new roads.
Would this be the first state, Minnesota, would this be the first state to do that, or does California already do that?
No, California doesn't, but I'll tell you who does. Oregon has a group of about 5,000 individuals that are volunteering for this right now, and they are working with the mileage tax rather than paying a tax on their gasoline to see which one comes out the best. Well, and with the advent of maybe electric cars, then you're not going to have any gas tax at all
right, for
those.
Yeah, but tell them about this. You know, how are they going to figure this mileage, Dave?
Well, the mileage, that's a tough deal because they're saying that what they want you to do is put this little plug in your car that will report automatically what your mileage will be, but what else will it report?
Yeah,
exactly. They said
that's the question.
Hey, but who be selling these little gadgets? Like that bus, like the bus camera scandal hasn't already.
Yeah. So mileage tax, it's the newest thing out there. Mm-hmm. It's going through several. And here's the other thing. The places that have actually created a mileage tax, they've taxed their trucks, their delivery trucks, their over-the-road trucks, not passenger cars, because it's a way to tax everyone without actually taxing everyone.
Right.
And that way they keep their phony baloney jobs.
Yeah. They need to put it in the gas only.
Yeah, but once
not it, in you can't stick something on somebody's car. Well, the last time tax them for it.
The last time they raised gas tax, they raised it on diesel fuel, and so diesel fuel went up remarkably, which means that everything we buy got more expensive. Mm-hmm. But they didn't tax us directly.
Right.
That's how it works. Mm-hmm. That's how.
But
they do
if they really want to do it, the only fair way is put it in the fuel tax for the cars. You know, for the individuals.
Yeah,
but I still don't. You know.
I mean, you'd have to be a very trustworthy person, too, to plug that thing in every time or keep it plugged in. Because if you're going on a road trip, you could easily just unhook it.
Well, and the proposal, by the way, from the governor of Minnesota was that they raise the gas tax by 70%, which would equal about 20 cents per gallon. And that'll get you not reelected.
Right.
I promise.
So they've got to sneak it in somehow. Trust me, you can't trust them.
There you go.
There's always an ulterior motive.
Sit on that, and we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry, me, Sybil, and you, most importantly, the Tolos. 877-881-1053 is how you can reach us, or you can reach AutoFlex at
any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area, is always autoflex.com, where you can go and actually learn about leasing, learn about buying, learn about the different programs that we have, the lease on the new car, the lease on the pre-owned car, or the flex buy on the pre-owned car, and find out which one would work absolutely the best for you. All of that at autoflex.com, along with our Save Money Monday cars. I would like to also, let me give a shout out to Chris Sofian, and that's S-O-F-I-A and Sofian, who got a Honda Pilot from Randy Rubin this last week at Autoflex, and Sam Johnson, who got a Ford Explorer from Jason Utley. Hey, both Tolos, both listen to the show. So, Chris and Sam, good morning. And we appreciate you getting cars from us.
And good choices on those SUVs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for listening. 877-881-1053 is the number. We were just talking about how Minnesota is Minnesota.
Minnesota. I was going to say Minnesota.
They're considering passing a mileage tax so that people would have to pay money per miles that they drive. And Rich in Fort Worth wanted to comment on that. Rich, hello.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning. We're great.
Hey, listen, I'm on the radio.com app driving back from Kentucky. Also a longtime customer. My wife and I still have our 2007 FJ Cruiser and still love it.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, that's a great. That car is worth as much as you got it for, probably.
What color is it?
I think probably a little bit more than what we paid for it.
Yeah, yeah.
What color is it?
We actually Kevlar coated it, so it's Kevlar blue.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
Did that add a lot of weight to the car?
No, not Kevlar. If you do the bed liner, which some people still do on the outside of a vehicle, that adds quite a bit of weight. But Kevlar, a little more spendy, but pretty awesome product.
You can't hail damage it, can you?
Oh, heck no.
Uh-uh. That's so cool.
That's really nice.
That is cool. But Rich was talking about the gas tax, because he had a comment on that we were saying that it could happen.
I just think it's relatively ridiculous when you're trying to, you know, accommodate the different types of people, the diesel versus the fuel, blah, blah, blah. Well, we have an idea overall what our nationwide, statewide costs are to upgrade or upkeep our roads and bridges. Why not just, when you register your vehicle, based on the per capita of the state, hey, you've got to pay X amount every year on your registration fee for roads and bridges. Boom. People hate things being hidden into other costs.
No kidding.
You know what? That's a great idea,
yeah.
Actually.
We should call the CFPB on these people and show them you need to be transparent. You're brilliant. You should have a job in this. Can we elect you, or how do we get you in there thinking smart for these people?
I am not sure. Maybe just send the tape in.
Right. That's a good idea. That
we
is
can
a
do
good
that.
Idea.
All right, Rich. Thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
Drive safe.
All right, thanks.
That's so cool.
Yeah, very smart.
It was actually a really good idea. So a couple of other things. One of the fan texters texted in and said, you know what? If they can tell how many miles you're driving, they can tell how fast you're driving.
Yeah.
Oh, but
so
they say
so then they could send you a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
For speeding.
Hey, they sent me a speeding ticket. I didn't pay it.
No, that was a red
Not
light
gonna
ticket.
Not going to do it. So, Oh, yeah. Never mind. Well, I was speeding through that light, I'll tell you.
Okay, so we've talked about this before, and this is really big news. It's sort of like the truck wars that go on. There's also muscle car wars.
Of course.
And the big three, Ford, Fiat Chrysler, and Chevrolet have always fought for dominance in the muscle car range because those are the emotional buys. I mean, the average buyer is 51 years old, which means he's got money in the bank.
Yeah.
And his bills are probably paid off, and he can afford to spend the kind of money it takes to buy a muscle car. Well,
51, freshly divorced, and a kid in college.
The Dodge Challenger has now ousted the Chevrolet Camaro as the number two muscle car in the United States. It was the Mustang. I mean, it is the Mustang, and that's the Mustang fun. Has always been the number one car. Oh, well, going back to 2009, the Mustang has always been the number one car.
First on race day.
But now the Challenger has overcome the Camaro in sales, and it's really sort of amazing. And again, those are all emotional buys, and those cars are not inexpensive at all. The Mustang EconoBoost starts at $26,395, but if you get a GT350R, they cost up to $71,920. The Dodge Challenger XST starts at $27,845, but if you got an SRT Hellcat Red Eye wide body, $96,321.
Red Eye.
Wide body, a Red Eye wide body. And the Camaro LS starts at $25,995, but the ZL1 1LE can cost up to $74,085. So none of these cars are, for the most part, terribly inexpensive. They are fast.
Yeah. This is kind of a dumb question, but when you say they're highly emotional buys, what does that mean in the car world?
Impulsive. Well, oh, not okay. A need, but a desire, right?
Okay, so if you look at their ads, so if you go to the Autoflex Facebook page and read the story, there's an ad in there which shows a Hellcat burning off, you know, smoking the tires
right
on the pavement. That's what I mean by emotional.
Yeah.
Okay.
People see those ads and they want to go fast. They want a car that'll go fast. They want to look like that. They buy them.
Kind of like the reason Kyler Murray chose football. It's the one that makes his heart pound.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know.
Got it.
So those heart pounding, and trust me, a couple of times when I've gotten in these super fast little cars, you know, to test drive around or whatever, it is exciting to have that much power in your control, right? So I was in a Porsche one time, and I was like, let's find a Corvette.
you wanted to race somebody?
I didn't really want to race. I just kind of wanted to, you know, run.
Rev the engine out.
Yes, and I have a friend with a Camaro that had a Camaro. He's got rid of it since then, but he said, you know, he'll be at a red light and some other sports car will come up and they'll start revving their engine like they want to. And so he'll rev his too, and like he's going to do it. And then when the light turns green, he doesn't. They always go and take off, and he just watches them and laughs. He's like, I'm not getting a ticket and wasting some of my tire.
That's awesome.
Anyway, that means emotional. Sorry, I've kind of gone a little too long on that, Dave.
Okay. The government is now expanding their airbag investigation to include 12 million more vehicles. And this is all because of an airbag control unit made by ZFTRW, which is a German auto parts company. It's the control unit that measures whether the car has been in an impact or not, and then sends the signal to the airbag to inflate the airbag, and they don't always work.
Is this completely unrelated to the whole Takata debacle?
It is. It is.
Wow.
This is the unit that recognizes whether there's been an impact and sends a signal to the airbag to inflate.
So it's a communication type thing.
Exactly.
That means the part was designed by a man. Wah, wah.
Okay, so.
Just kidding.
Anyway. If you want to, right now it's an investigation, it's not a recall, but it involves Honda, Hyundai, Kia, Mitsubishi, Toyota, and Fiat Chrysler. If you have one of those cars that's been built in the last few years, keep your eyes open, look for your manufacturer to do a recall. If they do a recall, you can always go to safercar.gov, you can put in your VIN number, and find out if your car is one of the ones that is affected.
And until you know, just in case your car is affected, don't drive intoxicated.
Oh, that's a really good ad.
Pay attention to what you're doing so that you're not the one that gets hit or gets rear-ended or hits someone.
Right.
Please don't drive intoxicated. I love you, AAA, for that ad.
That's a great ad. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is one of those obscure little things that it really is earth-shattering. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit has ruled that it is against your constitutional right to have a police officer mark your tire with chalk to see if you're parked over a certain period of time in a parking space.
Ah.
It violates your Fourth Amendment rights, your right to privacy. It's sort of crazy because basically it says it's like an unreasonable search,
mm-hmm,
because they mark your car. They actually take something and touch without a warrant.
Yeah.
So they can't mark tires anymore for parking space violations. Here's what they can do, though.
Chalk my tire, I'll kill you.
They can take pictures.
Oh, yeah. Or chalk right in front of the tire and right behind the tire on the ground, on the asphalt.
Yeah
but
you
know what? Somebody else could just go chalk in tires and make everybody get a ticket.
Yeah. So
they could do it right now, though, on tires.
It's a real earth-shattering kind of a thing because they've been doing that since I was a kid.
I had to use a smartphone. That's much better to take a picture.
If they take a picture, you got a timestamp, you got a car, you got a picture of the license plate, you can do the same thing.
That's right. Well, we are about out of time. Man, time flies when you're having fun. But we'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. In the meantime, if we didn't have time to get to your AutoFlex Leasing fan text, you can give them a call. Any local area code, 234-1234 or autoflex.com. We've got some draft coverage coming up next. Thank you to Larry for David Blessingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.